Hey, sugars.
Hey. So, how was your week, Candy?
My week was pretty good. It had its ups and downs. It was definitely busy. The weather was a bummer. It was like, you know, I'm tired of weather where you don't know how to dress. One minute is hot, and then the next minute is raining and cold. So, yeah. But other than that, my week was pretty good. I'm ready to start a new week because I fell off so hard on a couple things, like A, my diet. B, I didn't meal prep anything. When I tell you I was buying breakfast and lunch at work left and right. And I got this idea actually from Ebony. I usually iron all my kids' uniform clothes on Sunday night to have it ready for the week. Girl, I was digging through laundry baskets in the morning.
That's the worst.
Yes.
And then you make a mess. So you come home to a mess.
To a whole mess.
Didn't account for that extra time in the morning. So you're rushing out the house. I think I was late 3 or 4 out of 5 times this week. So I really got to do better. I don't know why I was so late every morning, but we were late to not her school, but she has to go to an early morning program, and she was running for the bus.
Oh, my God.
She was so embarrassed. So
and it sets your, because it sets the tone for your day.
Yeah. Well, once she, honestly.
Once she's out the door. I know that's right.
I usually still have time, so by the time I bring her to school, I still have, if I get her on time, I have about 45 minutes to get to work, and I only work about 20 minutes away, so it's not like I'm rushing to get to work. But this week, I have to drive further away, so about 45 to 50 minutes. So I have to be out on time every day this week.
Right.
And actually, I have to leave out earlier, so that'll be interesting.
Well, speaking of kids being out the car and it being a relief, oh my God, it just makes me think of one instance this week with my youngest son. He just was reckless that morning. All morning he was reckless, and I felt like I was yelling and screaming all morning. Mm-hmm. I get to the school and I'm all stressed out. I bring him to his class and he just is skipping into class like nothing happened. Get to his class, nothing happened. I got in the car and said, you know what? I will not let a 4-year-old ruin my whole day, and he ain't even worried about it.
Oh, they can. Ooh. Oh, they can. And you ever say, look, I don't even bring Maddie in. I'll just be like, have a nice day or have a good day at school. And she'll just give me the dirtiest look. I'm just like,
stop. Yeah, you too, mother.
Yeah. Or let her slam the door.
Oh, no. That's the worst. No,
I've made her come back and start all over.
Didn't Super Scent? There was something with Super Scent and her son, and he was about to slam it, and she caught him before he did.
Yeah, you got like, to do that one over again.
Okay. Come back and try again. Listen.
You won't be slamming those doors around here.
That's actually a good point. Sometimes, even as an adult, you have to come back and try again. Like, even with your whole attitude, you might walk out.
You might walk out
with one attitude, and then you just stop and think, like, nah, let me try this all again, because I can't have that mess up.
Remember we used to have the little bucket? I don't know. I had a little bucket. It was, I think, music class, and it was a little bucket outside the door, and she used to have, it used to be this song, like, check your attitude And so you would have to check your attitude at
that's
the door.
A good
so that's
idea.
Probably a good, especially for your kids, because like that's they'll idea. Go with that because they're little enough.
Right, right. To enjoy it.
Yeah, trying to hear that.
Yeah, I could do it with the middle too, for sure.
But
that's actually a good idea. Sometimes you got to even do that before walking into work because I don't know about you. I know I've been at my particular job longer than you have, so maybe that's a part of it. But sometimes I got to check my attitude at that door before I hand it to everybody in there.
Yeah.
Because I'd be ready. Ready to hand it.
Tune in for the spillage.
All right. So while we're not sipping on tea right now, we're actually sipping on our coffee. But, you know, we're about to spill the tea for you guys. So what's going on in celebrity news?
Well, first and foremost, rest in peace to John Singleton.
Yes. Yes, that was definitely a tragedy. for sure, and I'm sure a surprise to many because he definitely was very young. Definitely a
hit for the culture.
Definitely a hit for the culture, and I feel like the culture has been getting hit left and right.
Left and right.
With great ones. And he was, what, only 51? If yes, I'm not mistaken. 51.
And imagine how many movies he had left in him.
Exactly. And I know he wanted to...
He was trying to make the coldest winter ever for the longest time. And that is something that I...
My book.
...need to see on the big screen. Like, I just have to. Like, the coldest winter ever.
And he would have done it justice because I felt like he did a black movie like no other. It wasn't just a black movie. This was... His movies were cinema worthy.
Uh-huh.
You know, it didn't just highlight all the typical stereotypes of a black family. However... You know, it did hint on the things that we go through on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. So, again, you know, he'll be greatly missed. And I know we saw quite a few celebrity friends send out their condolences to him and his family. Uh-huh. And actually, a couple in particular who were really close, like Taraji P. Henson. Bald head. Tyrese as well. They seem to be very close with him. So.
But I think he made an imprint on both of their careers. Yeah. Like they, like, not got them when they were just starting out, but just the, you know, early in their careers. And so, definitely.
Yeah, I know Taraji mentioned that he was the only one who saw her talent because, I mean, and we'll get into this more later, but, you know, a lot of people saw her just for being a raw, you know, that raw around the way girl, basically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, condolences to his family. And so, moving right along to...
Oh, so we did talk about Remy Ma last time we were here, and I am just so annoyed by this story.
Disappointed
at Brittany Taylor from Love and Hip Hop. That's the only, if you don't watch it, you will not know who she is.
I don't. But know who
just
she
to
is
recap,
like
she basically accused Remy Ma of punching her in her eyeball and blacking her eye. Basically, nobody saw it. There aren't any witnesses. It wasn't on camera. But
which I find odd in the day and age and the culture that we're in where everybody is pulling out their phones. You could be getting beat half to death, and instead of somebody calling the police, they will take their phone out. So how?
Somebody has to call the police.
Exactly. I don't understand.
I just don't understand. If she did, like Britney, if you know anything about Love & Hip Hop, if you watch Love & Hip Hop New York, you've seen Britney tried to fight many of people, like, pop off many a times. Like, if she punched you, why didn't you punch her back? And kind of leave it at that. But anyway, Remy Ma did have to turn herself in.
Yep,
And they
did
put her
that.
On an 8 o'clock curfew. And right now, they don't know if she'll have to face any consequences with the parole board. Mm. But hopefully she won't. And hopefully it'll all play out the right way in court,
right?
And this will end in her favor
because she seems pretty adamant that this is false.
Mm-hmm.
Fat Joe, even Fat Joe spoke up about it, which about I thought it. That was awesome that he came out and spoke up. And obviously, you know, we in no way condone, what am I trying to say?
Well, we do condone some, I mean...
Certain things is justified only because you run your mouth, there are consequences. Obviously, as adults, you know, nobody wants to go around, putting their hands on anybody, obviously. Yeah. But I also feel like there's another form of a bully that we don't acknowledge. So you can talk and provoke and poke and poke and think that there's never supposed to be a lashing out. People get tired after a while. But... Again, hopefully, you know.
But I just don't see Remy Ma even like she. Has
I don't see her risking it all for a Britney.
I don't like. It just
I don't
does
see
not,
it.
It doesn't make any sense. Like Fat Joe said, people are out here chasing clout. Mm-hmm. And that's what it seems. She seems like a clout chaser, and that's where I'm at. And
it is. Yeah. It's unfortunate. So. Prayers up for Remy because, listen, she's got a beautiful family and they don't need that.
She's very inspirational. Like,
she is.
Went to jail
she's come a long way.
Almost 7 years.
She was in there for a while, yeah. For shooting her best friend.
Oof.
I mean, and hey, you know, she
whatever.
Yeah.
But she went to jail for almost 7 years, came home, and basically did a 360. Like, she blowed up.
Completely.
Number one. She became the epitome of, like, a black, healthy family. Like, an image for, you know.
That we don't see a lot. No. An image that, unfortunately, because it's not that it's not out there. I mean, look at Barack and Michelle.
But the Barack and Michelle is almost at a level that's, like, they are, like, almost unattainable.
They make it, you're right.
Whereas
Remy and Papoose make it more tangible.
Yeah,
it makes it more tangible. So
especially when you think about people talking like about what quote unquote hood guys, and like he is that image, but he's a different side to that image. And
exactly.
To know, like, no, we are all multifaceted.
Yes, we are
individuals,
and we grow. Guess what? We grow. So you can start from a place and not ever be that same person again. Now, you might have your street smarts are always going to be with you. That's always going to be with you. You're going to have your ears to the streets at all times. However, you're not going to move that way anymore when you become an adult.
But
I don't think I have them either.
I have common sense.
Yes, I have common sense.
I definitely don't got my street smarts.
I would like to think I could hold my own. But in a day that we are in now, it makes me nervous because, again, back in the day, yes, I could hold my own, absolutely. But where we are now, people are not ready to hold their own. They're ready to take your life. And I have too much of a good thing going on to lose my life for some
silliness.
But we say
that all the time. Like, I know, like, we have gone out and we talked about this. Like, in my current position, it's kind of like I don't really want a lot of people to know what I do or, you know, about my title, because people, you just never know, like, you just
how
never
somebody
know.
Yeah,
like, and where I'm at the age, I'm still young, I want to go out to a bar, I want to have fun, I want to dance, you know, whatever. But in my current role, it's like I have to weigh my options. Like, I can't go to every bar, like, I can't do everything, because you just never know what's gonna happen, and nobody's risking their livelihood over a night out.
Absolutely not.
So, you know, you gotta be careful.
You
and
do.
I'm glad that I don't work in the city that I live in. So that's a plus.
That is a plus.
Yes.
So we just like kind of went on a tangent here.
We did.
Let's reel it back in. Reel it back in.
Some other great
things. Some positive tea. Some good tea.
Yeah.
And that is with three young ladies who, Ebony, will you do the honors of telling us about these three young ladies?
So if you haven't heard about them, Miss Teen USA, Miss America, and Miss USA are all black women.
All black
for
women.
For the first time, I believe, ever.
Ever.
In history.
Beautiful black women at that.
Miss Teen USA happens to be right here from our very own state of Connecticut.
A Connecticut native at that. And she just is just about as cute as can be.
And I believe, please don't quote me, but I believe it's Miss USA that is a lawyer. And
really?
She actually, please don't quote me, but I believe it's her.
Okay.
She's a lawyer, or one of them, they're a lawyer, and they basically they've been working pro bono to help people who are incarcerated, who don't have the funds.
See, I didn't even know that part.
For a lawyer to help,
That's
so
awesome.
She's been working on that as well, And that just goes to show, like, these are pageant girls, and yes, they are beautiful, but people get the wrong idea when it comes to these pageants. It's not just about beauty. Like, yes, beauty is big,
but it's
about brains. Most of these girls on that stage, they are multi-talented.
Yes.
They are experienced. They have their own careers. They're educated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these girls are not.
I do think we get there's a big stereotype when you look at beauty pageant. Whoever's in a beauty pageant, you look at these women as if they're dumbed down, which is why they also try to change a lot of the way the pageant is orchestrated, because, you know, you're looking at the swimsuits, which I like the swimsuit part of it. I think that is a good, they did take that out. So, you know, and I get that. I get it, because it does, for a lot of people, it makes you be a little more closed-minded, and you're thinking that's all these women have available to them is their bodies, their faces, and then this one talent that they happen to highlight. But first of all, to be a contestant,
you have to
do a whole lot of work.
And my daughter was actually a princess. So Princess. My little cousin was in the pageant for Miss Teen Connecticut. And so each teen had a princess. And so my daughter was her princess. So when I signed on, you know, they called me, oh, can Madison be a princess? You know, for this pageant, I say, okay, cool, because I'm thinking she gonna walk in one show,
wear a dress,
one dance, look cute, and be done. It was not that. Yeah. There were charity balls, there were charity walks, mm-hmm. there were fundraising things that she had to attend. They do a lot for their community.
Right.
It's not just about walking across that stage or, you know, displaying a talent. Like, they have to have commitment to their community. They have to have. It's not
and
just,
if you think about it, it makes sense that a lot of women would get involved in this because, so say if you are a winner, mm-hmm. now your face is plastered all over the place. I don't care what your preconceived notions of me are, but now I have this huge platform that I can take with me to do all the good work that I plan to do.
I think, I would hate to get it wrong, but I believe it's Miss USA. I believe that's what she's going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just... it's just amazing to see, like, all the Black girl magic. Yes. And to see all three of them. They look different. They don't... So people think that we come in one size specific, only.
Yes, and like, we don't.
We don't.
We are from... don't. It's definitely two ends of the spectrum and all in between. Yeah. Which is why, how many makeup companies do you see nowadays that... they make it a point to advertise their many shades? Because those mm-hmm. many shades are what represents... Black people.
Mm-hmm.
We are those many shades. Yeah. So definitely kudos and all the props go to those three contestant winners. We are so proud to say that they are three beautiful Black girls and yes to Black girl magic.
Yeah. Amazing.
So, do you have any more tea?
No.
No, I think we're all teed out.
We can end on that.
We can end on that.
This week, we're introducing a new segment, and it's called The Read. So, The Read is basically just a time for our brown sugars to engage in a book club, I would say. Right, Candy?
Yeah,
it's just a book club. And we're going to push the envelope. So, we are not going to read the same titles every single month. We want to broaden our horizons and read different types of books. Like, I don't like self-help books. Candy does. So she might introduce a self-help book, as I like to call them, the self-help books. I generally don't like that. I like, you know, the entertaining reads. I like, you know, autobiographies. I like the sci-fi, science fiction. So we'll introduce a little bit of everything. Every month, and preferably new books, but some of them will be old. But so this month, we're going to read Around the Way Girl by Taraji P. Henson. If you know anything about Taraji, you know she's fascinating, she's entertaining, she's an intellectual, she's a great to watch. So Candy's just going to describe a little bit about the book.
So Around the Way Girl is also a classic actor's memoir in which Taraji reflects on the world-class instruction she received at Howard University and how she chipped away with one small role after another at Hollywood's resistance to giving a woman, particularly a woman of color, meaty, significant roles. With laugh-out-loud humor and candor, she shares the challenges and disappointments of the actor's journey and shows us the behind-the-red-carpet moments. She is ever authentic. She is at heart just a girl in pursuit of her dreams in this inspiring account of overcoming adversity and a quest for self-discovery written with vitality and enthusiasm. So it definitely sounds like a great read, and I'm definitely looking forward to reading this one. I love Taraji, so I think I'd be able to relate to this book in a lot of ways, especially just based off of the description that we read. It sounds relatable, it sounds raw, it sounds edgy. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And don't be shy. If you're not necessarily a reader, and by that I mean opening up a physical book, definitely download Audible. And this is not an advertisement. I actually use Audible on a daily, and I love it. I pay for it out of my own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not cheating if you use Audible. You can still engage in the conversation.
And I love to flip the page. Me too. How it feels between, I don't know, I just love reading,
even
you know, a book.
Jotting down notes inside of your book.
I love reading books. But at work, I can't really pull out my book and read, but exactly. I can listen to it on my headphones. So that's what I do. So each month I may be reading a physical book and I may be listening to one. Yeah, you know,
I do the same thing at work. I feel like so it's basically the equivalent of listening to music while you're working. Mm-hmm. To me, it helps my day go by faster and smoother. And even if I don't have the moment to write down any notes right then and there, I might just
bookmark it
and go back to it later when I can write down some notes. So feel free to try that out so that you can engage in conversation and you have specific moments that you want to relate to or that you want to bring up in topic. And again, with the Anchor app, if that's where you're listening, you can always leave us voicemails on the Anchor app. But if you don't have it, don't worry. You can actually always email us at
customerservice.bsbc@gmail.com. So if you can't tell already, there's a trend going on here. We have another new segment. And it's called Stroking Your Mental. As you can see, we're trying to figure this whole thing out. But, you know, I hope you enjoy it. But it's called Stroking Your Mental. And the reason why we titled it that is because we want to give you guys a fun fact each week on black, anything. On basically anything, but typically it's going to be black related. And we hope you enjoy it.
And women related.
And women related, definitely. So whether you're a black woman or a woman of color, or even if you're a white woman, doesn't matter. I think everybody can appreciate the facts that we're going to provide. So let's get right into it.
So, based on this report, the Next Avenue has a report out about black women-owned businesses. And in 2018, black women-owned businesses grew an impressive 58% from 2007 to 2018. It is estimated that about 2.4 million African-American-owned businesses are here in the U.S. And that is just... if that's not interesting, I don't see what is. It's interesting. It's inspiring. It kind of makes me want to keep going and keep moving forward with what we have going on.
Yes.
If you don't know, we do have our own business. We sell all natural body care products. So, yeah.
Our company is called Black Brown Sugar Body & Co. We not black. Black. Yes, it's just on my mind.
Black and proud.
We are. So, Brown Sugar Body & Co. is the name of our business. So, again, all natural bath and body products. And, oh, my God, they smell delicious. It's not like your normal bath and body product. Trust us. But, yeah, definitely that fun fact is inspiring for so many reasons for our business and for our growth and just knowing that, okay, let's, you know, once we put this work into it, it's all going to pay off. But I feel like it also hits on another level, especially for me this week. And I know it's been on your mind as well. But I don't know what it is, but I swear I feel like God has been speaking to me to be home with my kids more, to be more available for them. And as we all know, that a 9-to-5 job, it's very hard to do so. And they don't cater to us.
Especially me. I'm a single mom, so I live by myself with my daughter, and it's hard. It's hard to juggle, you know, getting off work at 5 o'clock, bringing her to her extracurriculars, making sure she's reading before bed and doing her homework, cooking dinner, washing clothes.
Meanwhile, you're dead
paying
tired.
Paying the bills.
Yeah.
I mean, planning for the next day.
And then, God forbid, your child is sick or you
or
get
just enjoying your child.
Or just enjoying them.
You got to do that, all this.
You got to do all this extra. And then by the time you are done with it, it's like, okay, let's get ready for bed. And you really have not had too much of a moment with your child after the a long day. Mm-hmm. So basically, our schools, our daycares, and things like that are helping raise our children. And kudos to them because they deserve all the praise. We need them. They are very valuable. They should be paid a whole lot more. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, it's also those days where you get called and your kid is sick. Or there's a function at the school and you would love to participate in it, but a lot of jobs are just not flexible. So I would encourage, even though it's hard, don't take our words to say, okay, stop what you're doing today and just start your business. It doesn't really work like that. We are obviously still working our 9-to-5s while running our businesses. But
definitely think about it. If you are a business savvy person, or if you feel like you are
passionate
about it, and you are the type who is willing to do the research, to ask the questions and things like that, look into it. And I would say my best advice for starting a business is you got to look about what look around your area to see what is popping right now. What's popping right now? What is in high demand? Is it oversaturated, the business that you're looking to grow into? You know what I mean? Look at all those things and just think about it, especially if you're a mom or even if you're not a mom. Like, it's important. Family is important. It's important to be around them. And life is short. Life is too short to be dedicating your entire life to the wealth of somebody else.
Oh, and you said it best. Like, at the end of the day, when we go to work, and I don't know, it depends on where you work, but where I work, I'm not really. I guess I'm making somebody money. Not really. Not at my job. Yeah. But in most companies, you're making money for somebody else. You definitely are. And you need to make money for yourself. Yep. And that's not saying quit your job.
No.
And leave your benefits. Like, no, be smart about it. Like, I like what I do at this point. I'm loving what I do. So will I quit? Probably not.
Right. I actually enjoy
but
my
do
job.
I
the people
want to make. Do I want to barely make it or make it? Like, do
exactly.
I want to make something happen, not just for me, but for my legacy, for my daughter,
yep.
for the future? Like, I want her to have residual wealth
at
the end of the
girl.
Day.
Yes,
I don't want to be rich right now. I want my wealth to be residual. So you have to tell,
right.
You're not going to get that working a 9-to-5, most 9-to-5s.
No.
Just, maybe there is one out there that's like that, but I don't know of any.
Me neither. And again, I actually enjoy my job. I enjoy what I do. And what I do it for. However, it's just, you know, and I'm saying certain people, you know, to just kind of speak lightly on this situation. But, you know, a lot of companies, just who you're surrounded by, it could be a supervisor who doesn't have children, who
mm-hmm.
cannot relate,
mm-hmm.
who unfortunately doesn't give a crap if your child busted his lip and can't stop bleeding and you have to go run and pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it is what it is. Who am I going to call? Who are you guys paying me enough money to hire a nanny to be the one to run and go pick them up? No. So mommy's got to do something. And I feel like one of my goals is to quit my 9-to-5 when I'm financially stable, because this, I got to be smart about it. I have 4 children to take care of. But when my businesses become lucrative enough, I want to feel comfortable with quitting my job
mm-hmm.
and being able to be more available
Either
for my kids.
Either that or win a lottery.
Or, girl, say it. And I don't even play the lottery because I don't know how.
And I don't understand how you pray about winning something you don't play. But
right?
I say, like, God, if I could just hit
the lotto that you don't
even
go
play. to think about prayer, like, how? What do they say? Like, you need to be active in your prayer. Like, you can't just pray
right.
about something. God is not saying, okay, put the seed out there
and
not
point.
Water it. Like, you have to water it. You have to take care of it. You have to
That's
work
like...
for it. You have to make sure that you are doing your work.
Yes.
You can't just pray for a house and expect God to just drop it out the sky.
Okay, and you're not helping him along the way.
No, you got to do your work too. So
I agree.
I need to.
But we actually—it's crazy that we just brought this up about black women owning their own businesses, because we talked about Taraji P. Henson, we've
mm-hmm.
talked about Candy Burris, we've talked about who else in this episode? I think that was it.
Remy.
And to also hint off of those women. You have somebody like the real Judy, the one with the kaleidoscope.
Oh,
she's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
You have somebody like Super Scent. She's a millionaire. You know what I mean? And that didn't come
overnight.
It didn't mm-hmm. fall out the sky, and it didn't come with blood, sweat, and tears. You know what I mean? Well, it did come with blood, sweat, and tears. I'm sure.
Yeah, so you definitely have to work for what you want. And I think that we all have in our mind, like, I feel like we're born with what we're supposed to do. Like, we're born with a sense of passion about certain things, whether you are very creative or whether you are great. I don't know, in math. Like, you're born with certain seeds in you. Now, how you water those seeds is
up to you.
So, yes, I can be creative. Yes, I can be a people's person. Yes, I can be great at public speaking. But if I don't water those seeds, like, how can you expect it to grow? Like, you can't make money off of something that you don't work hard for.
Yeah.
Whether you have the talent is not that important. Like, if you having the talent is not enough.
It's not.
It's just not having a call, and it's not.
And even having a talent without the passion to back the talent, it's just is not enough. This is a good segment. So fun fact for you guys. Okay, so we are introducing yet another segment called MILF 2.0. And that might sound exactly, basically what it means. We don't need to spell it out, but I think you guys can get the hint. But it's just going to be like fresh, sexy talk. This is grown-up talk right now. And for this week's MILF 2.0, we are actually going to highlight the dungeon. Yes. And if you haven't heard about it, please tell us about it, Ebony.
So, Kenny Burroughs from Escape, Housewives of Atlanta. If you don't know who Candy is, I don't know.
She's living under a rock.
So, Candy Burroughs decided to basically do a play on words, but put it into action. Like,
yes.
A couple of years ago, Phaedra basically insinuated or started a rumor that Candy had like a dungeon, a sex dungeon in her house. Which was untrue, right. But she decided to actually create a dungeon and travel to different cities every weekend in May with this dungeon. So in the dungeon, of course, is basically a play on the cabaret. Mm-hmm. So it's very sexy, very sensual. You can wear your best lingerie.
Yes.
There will be performances by Tamar Braxton, Trina, and a host of other surprise guests.
That's going to be good.
But they do take your phones, so there aren't, you can't take any pictures, but you can take pictures with their photographer if you wanted
Which
to
I
take a picture.
Which I think is great for the safety of their guests.
So they are traveling to cities everywhere. I think they were in Philly this weekend.
Yes, it's definitely a sexy show. I've been hearing her talk about it pretty much on different podcasts, on different radio shows, and it just sounds
like a party, basically.
Yes, it's like a whole party, and it's not just for women. I've seen
men too.
I've seen men there.
There's a little bit of burlesque.
Yes, definitely.
There's just a little bit of everything there. So
this is not
the performance too.
Yes.
So that's nice to see. Like, I'm sure Trina has to be somebody's favorite artist.
Exactly.
Tamar as well. I know I love Trina, but
I love Trina too. I love Tamar too.
Yeah. So, I mean, and then the surprise guest as well. And of course, Candy will be there.
My thing is, if you are shy, this is not the show for you.
Or let's say if you are shy, right?
You're going.
Go to another city. Nobody's going to know you. Nobody's paying you any mind. You're going to look just like everybody else. Nobody is saying go naked. Like, lingerie can be you can make that a dress and some stilettos.
Yep.
Not a dress, but you know, like a
slip or something. Now, me, I'd be the type to be in a full thong, maybe a sheer overlay, you know,
and
to try to tone it down.
Have my Beyonce glitter type.
Yes.
And maybe. and definitely a silk robe or something, because I'm a little bit more shy, I guess. Yeah, I'm a little bit more shy. But I definitely, we're thinking about getting tickets.
Yes,
so yeah.
I think that might be a go. I'm going to work on it, because you know... Again, this is MILF 2.0, so a lot of us here are going to be mommies, and, you know, we got to have stuff lined up first.
And different exciting things.
Definitely. Like, just to experience different things.
Yeah, I don't think anything is wrong with it.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I think
and
all
women...
And
there's no sex, so if you think that's going on,
right.
It's not like that. You're not going to be watching people have sex. Like, no.
But I think it is important for all women, but especially us moms, because sometimes we tend to lose this part of ourselves, to tap into your sexy. It's one thing to be overtly vulgar, and it's another thing to be sexy. There is nothing wrong with being sexy. There's a time and a place for it, and don't be afraid to tap into it, because there's times where I have felt like I've lost that side of me, and I want to tap back into it. You know, that's what makes us women. That's what sets us apart from the guys. Like, we are just sexual, beautiful beings. And there's nothing wrong with having fun with it. But kudos to Candy, because she know how to make a dime off of anything.
For real.
Okay? So, if you thought that little thing hurt her.
For a couple of hours.
Yes.
But Candy Burroughs is also another one. Like,
that I admire. She is very big on woman empowerment, woman doing their thing in business, like just women getting their money, period. So if you follow her, you'll know that she supports everyone.
And the crazy part about it is that when you watch her, especially on Real Housewives of Atlanta, which is where I follow her, basically she is just like that regular mom. But she is not afraid to tap into all her sides, whether it be putting on a business hat, being wife, being mommy. Now she's going through this thing with the surrogate, but then she's planning the dungeon. Mm-hmm. You know, and she can dress. Running her empire.
Candy coated.
Her restaurant, her candy coated, what is it? Candy coated entertainment or something?
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. But that's another thing I got to look into because I have not been to her website. And like, listen. You know we grown. you know wrong with a toy or two.
She definitely has some things that would tickle anybody's fancy.
Yes, that reminds me of your birthday party.
Oh yeah, the toy party.
The toy party,
and but they fun. Do that, so they basically have sellers in each wherever.
I didn't know that.
So you just have to find a seller, and then they'll come to your house. So they do parties too.
Oh, shoot, I might have to do a party. Your
so
party
basically,
was fun.
People are making money with her. Not only is she making money, but people are making money because of her products as well.
That's
so
awesome.
A black-owned toy company.
Amen. Yeah, actually, do you know any others? Because I don't.
No.
I don't. I mean, it's not to say I've done my research, so don't quote me on that. But you don't outwardly hear about any others other than candies.
No.
So we are looking forward to it. And if we do decide to go, we will obviously keep you guys posted. But let us know. Are you guys going? Would you be into something like that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about
it. It's really different for an out of our norms.
Definitely out of our norms. And I'm sorry, but this year I'm trying to be out of my norms. I just want to do something different.
Go ahead with your thumb.
Yes.
Let it all hang out.
All of it. And I'm glad
that
I know
all of this hang out.
Look. Again, like you said, nobody there should know me.
No.
Nobody is going to have their phone, so, you know.
No, yeah, so it's pure adult.
Pure adult fun. Entertainment,
and
yes.
If you follow her, you may have seen her post yesterday. Today is Sunday, but yesterday was clearly Saturday. But they had their first tour in Philly, I believe, and so you'll see some of the posts. And Delicious, of course, was there.
Oh, she was there?
Letting it all hang out.
I know, she was.
But,
all right. That's going to be fun. Stay tuned.
So moving right along into relation-ish. And actually, this is new too. So yeah. I guess we should tell you about it. So relation-ish is just that. It's ish about relationships. So basically, we'll talk about the ins and outs. Maybe stuff that we go through, maybe stuff that we heard that our friends are going through, or just that things that we read about. So it won't all be personal.
Right.
Some of it will, you know. But this week, moving right along from the sex dungeon. I should say the sex dungeon because there's no sex.
Right, but the dungeon.
But the dungeon tour. Like, how do you keep it spicy?
That's a good one. I feel like it can be hard to keep it spicy, depending on who it is. Like, I know for me, I like to try different things. But I'm also, like, in the same breath, I'm also comfortable with certain things. Like, I know for sure, if nothing else can please me, missionary is a go.
Okay, so I feel like missionary is, like, underrated because that is the easiest way to have an orgasm, number one. Number two, I be tired sometimes. So missionary
is great for both parties.
But keeping it spicy, I think that
can mean many things.
For some reason, I feel like men think that it's up to the woman. And I know for myself, like, I would love, like, for somebody to just do something crazy and different without asking me, like, just telling me, like, don't look for me to be different. Like, I'm gonna roll with it. Like,
regardless.
That's just me. Like, I'm rolling with, I won't say I'm rolling with anything, but I'm pretty much rolling with
a lot.
A lot.
Same here.
So, like, I would like for, you know, my partner to try something new to keep it spicy, keep it funky, and don't look to me.
Right. And it's not like, okay, every week I got to figure out something new. No. Just every once in a while, just throw something different in there. And that different can mean something. What?
Go Because I was thinking about a story. I don't know if I should. I won't say who told me.
Share your story, girl.
So it was somebody trying something different. So yeah, you know whipped cream. Like that's a go-to for a lot of people. Yep. Food.
Probably all been there, done that. All
right, yeah. So this person tried the alcohol version of whipped cream. And it was going good until.
Until what?
It started burning. So be careful of what food you introduce into the bedroom. I'm not like I can say I'm not big on a lot of things, but I'm willing to try anything.
Yeah.
I'm willing to try most things.
Yes.
Not anything. But most
things. And like I said, it could be different. Is going to mean something different to at each individual. So if you guys normally have sex in the bed, switch it up. Go take it to the floor. Take it to the tub. And then I feel like
when you've been dealing with one person for a very long time, mm-hmm. you've done all those things. You've already done it in the car. You may have already done it outside.
Right.
Like, so it's like you really got to get creative. Because
it now is. And don't feel pressure to have this new grand idea every so often.
It ain't always gonna work.
It's not always gonna work, but that's the fun of it all, is that you're trying things. Make sure you're
comfortable with that person.
Make sure you're comfortable with that person. Make sure they are making you feel sexy just as well as you're making them feel sexy. I mean, it should be two willing participants who are enjoying each other's company and just willing to try something different.
And go on Candy Coated.
Yes.
I can't think of the full name. I don't know why. I don't but either. I know
Candy Nights? Coated. Candy Coated
That's
Nights?
What I'm thinking. Candy Coated Nights.
So while she's looking up the website, I'll say this. Like, I've tried. So, okay. For me specifically, with, I guess, you know, I could say, I'll talk a little bit about personal stuff. But, like, with my husband and some men. Some other men that that I know that are in relationships, either my friends
bedroom
have told
candy.
Me.
Bedroom girl, candy. Girl, keep okay. Wrong name.
The wrong name. So, you know, I know some girlfriends who have told me this. Actually, this was a big conversation at Ebony's party with the toy party. So, basically, a lot of men don't want to introduce a toy into the bedroom because they feel like you're basically saying that they're not good enough. So I feel like it should be a conversation beforehand because I don't know. Depending on the guy, unless do you think it should be popped up?
Okay. I feel like if you're a woman and you want a toy to bring out a toy, you shouldn't be concerned with their feelings, number one. Number two, men shouldn't be concerned either because you do not get the same feeling from a
you
toy
definitely
that you'll get
don't.
From them. And I'm pretty sure if they had to choose, if you know what you're doing, they're going to choose you. Like,
right.
I mean, if you're... partner has to use a toy every single time. Well,
that
probably is a problem. But like, if it's just every once in a while, but I think some men do like feel like because they don't feel like they can achieve what the toy can achieve.
I've been told. Well, and not even that.
I think I've had one go missing.
Oh,
yeah.
Because they was like, oh hell nah.
it was a bullet, and it was little, and.
I would think that they would be more intimidated with the actual dildos that look like a penis and that's maybe bigger than them or
I don't know what happened to this toy, so I can't say he took it, but I just haven't seen it since that day. Like 2 years ago. It was like a year or two ago. It's been a long time. Like I have not seen it and I have looked high and low and
I wonder what it is.
I don't know where it could be in my bed somewhere, like in the frame. But
and I've also in my past have had experiences with a man who had no problem with trying whether it be lube or a toy or whatever, just like, to spice it up. Yeah. So I think it depends on the man you are with, and obviously you're going to know better. But, yeah, just try to spice it up.
I wonder why they feel
inferior.
I guess we have to ask a man. But
we
like,
have to
I
ask.
Know. I would.
If we have any male viewers who want to tune in and just kind of like, you know, school us, put us on game. Let us know why. Yeah. That would be intimidating to some guys because it's not even like, have you ever been with a guy who is damn good? They're a good size. You know what I mean? Like, you have no complaints. And you're
matter.
Still, like, just, that's a good question.
It matters.
So, size matters to me. But here's the thing. Size
it
doesn't always mean
doesn't.
Just large. So, for me, you either have to be long and thick. And I prefer thick. Like, you cannot be skinny. Mm-hmm. Long and thick. But you can even be a little bit stubby and thick.
But it has to be like, it can't be too little. Like, stubby.
Listen, I'm not shopping, so I don't even care.
Like, I'm not shopping either, but I'm relating off of my past. Like, I prefer, my number one preference is long and thick. You have to be thick.
I have a preference. Yeah. But, I have a preference.
But think about your past,
too. Oh, in my past, I've had, yeah. But did it always matter about the size?
No. I've had small, and it was just as great, but it probably could have been even greater if it was thick.
Size does
have you,
matter.
Yes. Have you ever, oh my God, there's this one dick.
You see me, I don't even want to say the word. That's where I'm different. I'm very shy, but like, I don't even like saying the word, but go ahead.
When I tell you it was so skinny, it felt like somebody was taking a number two pencil and jamming it up there. That, I can't do that. No.
I'm trying to think of, have I ever had any, like, horrible? I probably have, but it's been so
long. I can't even remember, girl.
But something like that, I probably will remember. Yes, but I definitely, like, I've had guys, like, be small, or not guys, I can't say guys, but one in particular, because there's only one.
Right.
Yeah, and be using like the biggest condoms, like it doesn't fit.
That on top of it, please don't flatter yourself with putting these oversized condoms on this little dick, and it's baggy.
You can't say that.
Because it's baggy. Like, that is not sexy at all. Like, that is not.
No.
But yeah. I don't know. I guess
I think when you look up with somebody that you are sexually compatible with somebody that you can push the envelope, where you can try new things and you're comfortable with, mm-hmm. like, you kind of hit the jackpot.
Yes.
So, like, stick with it.
And love takes the sex to a whole new level.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry, but it really does, and there's no topping it. But definitely just have fun. When it comes down to sex, I feel like the less serious you are about it, the more pleasurable it'll be, because you're having fun, you're enjoying each other's company, and that is the most important part. And don't ever late, and be safe. That's number one. But don't ever late, and this is for the ladies. Men, y'all could go somewhere else to get your advice as far as this is concerned. But don't ever lay down with somebody who is not making you feel comfortable or beautiful or sexy. That's important.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Because clearly, you ready to lay down with me either way.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, you know, as relationships mature and, like, okay, it gets old. Like, it gets mm-hmm. old, but when you find, like, and you might have that, like, routine sex every once right. in a while, but then when you have, like, that bomb, ooh. Like, and then it just makes you remember, like, yeah, this
yep.
not why I love you, but part of the reason, because exactly. you can still keep it funky and keep it spicy,
yeah.
even though it's been years. Like,
lady, shoot him a reminder. Let him remind him why you are bomb, okay?
I need to do a better job with that, because I be lazy sometimes.
Girl, I know.
And I'm out of shape now.
That's so really that's what it is. Thing. Honestly, that's a big, and that could be like another topic for another day, but your comfort level within, say if you gain weight or if you lost weight, or just yeah. you're not
you
comfortable
be
about
huffing
your body.
And puffing. And
ooh, girl. Or even riding on top and everything jiggling. Yeah.
I don't care about the jiggling.
I do.
But like, you can catch your breath.
They might think that that's like something extra steamy or something.
Nah, it's just I'm out of breath. I'm out of breath, or like your thighs start hurting. And
ooh,
feeling
you
like,
get the cramps. Ugh. Okay, stay spicy, but don't overwork yourself.
we need to try something different this week. Yeah. I think that we should challenge ourselves to trying something different.
Okay.
I don't know what.
I don't know what either. We'll tune back in for Milk 2.0 in another 2 weeks.
Google.
Well, that's not. We're also trying to figure that out. We don't know yet.
What?
About if it's going to be every week or 2 weeks for a new episode. So stick with us to try while we figure that out.
We're trying to iron those details.
Yes, we're trying to iron that out. But tune in.
This segment ran a little bit long.
It did.
We are too excited to talk about sex.
To talk about sex. So stay spicy, y'all. So now we're going to take out the trash. And this week, I think I'm going to take out... See, I really don't know what to call it necessarily, but I guess it could be like either a phony friend or a shady friend. Not phony.
I know what she's talking about.
Okay, okay. Help me out. Help me out.
I wouldn't call her phony.
No.
But I would say that sometimes we have friends, we have as friends, friendships age, we have friends that have their not so friendly moments.
There you go. Okay, good. That's a good way of saying it because, again, I don't feel like her as a person in general, she's not a shady person. She's not a phony person or anything like that. So that's a great way of putting it. So for this particular, should I talk about the issue or should I just talk about it in general?
In general.
Okay, let's generalize this. Sometimes we have friends that have their not so savory moments, right? They're not so great moments. And yeah. It is hard when, for me, like specifically, I'm sensitive.
It's hard to decipher between like, are you being shady? Right. And unfriend-like, or mm-hmm. are you just having a bad moment? And
right.
Sometimes you don't know how to separate the two.
That is a good point. Like, I feel like with this particular issue, I don't know how to separate it. I'm not sure where to go with it. I'm not sure what that means for me. And I'm just curious, like, how do other people handle that? How do you confront your friend? And I did confront, but I can say even on my behalf, I confronted in an underhanded way. Mm-hmm. Where it was like, you know, I wanted to say what I had to say, but I went underneath the issue to get there, yeah. instead of just being straightforward. And sometimes I do that because I know how sensitive I am, and I think mm-hmm. about other people's sensitivity, but sometimes it's best to just give it your straight shot yeah. and just get the answers that you need. You can yeah. still give it a straight shot with being, you know, mindful of a person's feelings.
Like, I hate to say it, but, like, I'm sensitive, too. But we different in that I'm more, like, it depends straight. On the person.
Right.
It depends on the person and depends on the situation, because I won't confront every situation. But if I feel something, I generally will say it. If I don't, I'll ignore it and leave it be. Or I mm-hmm. might like even back up a little bit, like, oh, I need some space type yes, of thing.
Yes, and I think that's me. I'm good with that. Now, I will give you some space, okay? Mm-hmm. I will back up from you. I probably won't answer your calls. I probably won't text or call you as often. I just need my space. And there are certain friends where I do feel like that your space is important. Because yeah. not everybody can you rock with on a daily basis.
No, you can't. But it's hard. I think that when the situation is serious enough, like if I feel like you said something to somebody, this has happened to me before, mm-hmm. I would be like, so you was upset because of X, Y, and right. Z, you didn't say, like, what's going on? Like, I'm more like, what's going on? You mad at me? Tell me. Because other people seem to think that you upset with me, but I don't know that you upset.
And some people will just let you ride it out, though. They could not hear from you. Like, you could be somebody who they check in with at least once a week. And weeks and weeks and weeks go by, and they will not give a crap to check in with you to figure out
because they probably thinking the same thing you think.
Exactly. So here we are being two separate yeah. people instead of just letting it out. But I just feel like it is hard to deal with female friendships sometimes. And I also feel like with me, and I think with a lot of people, the it's only not, time...
with men, too, because you...
That's true.
You like to water stuff down.
No, I'm talking about just females in general are hard female. To deal with in friendships. Yeah. I do water stuff down.
I think people quite often.
I think, you know, what I do is I don't give the situation as much energy as it needs, especially when somebody is... They come in full force at me with all the energy, but then I'm not even meeting them halfway with their same energy. I don't know what it is.
Candy is nicey-nicey.
There you go.
Like, she is somebody could be...
But it also depends on who it is.
Until she black
when
out.
When I care about you.
But then you yeah. black out, and then it's
that's
like,
true. Then it all comes out, which is not a good thing.
No, you got to have a balance.
But, so for this situation with me, the only reason why I'm sensitive about it is because it's somebody I actually care about and love. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I really wouldn't give two shits.
That's so, what makes it worse. Yes. When it's somebody that you truly care about and they hurt your feelings. And that's why I, like I said, like, this situation, I'm like, just tell her.
Right.
Just say it. And, like, let it be that and wait on her response to combat that response. At this point, I feel like you just need to go have lunch. And then you could brush it under the table after that because you might still feel some type of way. And you don't want to harbor onto feelings or right. have stuff in the back of your mind
and
all
I
the time.
Say that. Definitely true, because with another good friend of mine, a great friend of mine, actually, a while ago, you know, we had gotten, which is the same in every relationship, every friendship, we gotten into it, and I would have never thought that I would have gotten into it with this young lady because, you know, we just, you know, our friend, you know, you always think, oh, my friendship is on another level. But it's different when you care about people because then your sensitivity is heightened, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Or you feel like you're not included on certain things, or you might have said something that you didn't even realize was offensive, but that person took it mm-hmm. and was offended
by it. A lot of friendships come to an end because there's no communication.
No communication.
Like, I could pinpoint, like, one friendship that came to an end that I still feel needs to be, like, addressed. I wouldn't want it again, the friendship, but, right. now I don't think it needs to be addressed, but okay. I felt like it was lack of communication because yeah. somebody didn't communicate their feelings with her. Like, and
it's crazy.
And I'm not, like, I'm the person that's, like, I'm calling you, like, if right. I get mad, like, I'm picking up the phone, I'm calling you, I'm like, if I care about you, I'm talking to you because I feel like we friends, we sisters, we family, like we should be able to talk. Now, sometimes I'm guilty of like putting them on do not disturb for a couple. I could do that too. Right, I right. can have my petty moment. But when it's something that is really bothersome to me that I'm not going to get over in a week, that's when I'm like, I got to say it.
You got to say it.
You just got to come out with it.
It took me a while to say it with the other good friend that I was just talking about. It took me a while to come out and address the issue. And it's crazy because, you know, I finally addressed the issue. We sat down, we ate, we addressed the issues. And I'm like, damn, I could have done this a long time ago mm-hmm. and got my friend back. So sometimes we give the wrong things too much energy mm-hmm. and kind of displaced energy, I should say, because we're giving it the energy and the anger and the bitterness and the pettiness side mm-hmm. instead of just giving the energy to, if as long as the person is valuable enough, giving the energy to that person to say, okay, you mean enough to me or you're good enough of a person to where I feel like we can address this and squash it and let it go.
A lot of stuff can be squashed.
So I think
some stuff can't. Like,
some stuff can't.
And sometimes you gotta love people for who they are and for who yep. they're not. Like, at the end of the day, not everybody is perfect. We all have our ailments. Like, we all got our issues. Yeah. But this week, I gotta throw out one thing in particular.
Or what?
Haters. Ooh, like, yeah. I can't stand a hater. Like, when I see, like, there's plenty of girls, women, whatever, out there doing their thing. Like, I look on Instagram and I see people that I know, like, oh, she looks nice. She's doing always it. Put together. Look at her going to work every day. Like,
we were just be talking lazy. About a few over breakfast.
Yeah. Today. Like, wow, like, I could be beautiful. Real lazy and I don't want to, like, do my makeup or put a lot yeah. into my hair. Like, when I go out, of course, I put myself together, but like during the week I don't. And so I'm like, dang, I gotta do better. Like, I wanna look cute too. I wanna okay. be put together. I wanna make sure I'm looking my best at all times. I wanna make sure I continue to do my thing. Like, you have people buying houses, like starting businesses,
and doing all types of things.
It's to me, I feel encouraged.
Yep.
I can't stand a hater. Now, if you gotta look at somebody and be like, oh, she only got that because of X, Y, and Z. Oh, she ain't really happy, or she really got Section 8. That's why she able to look like, no. Like, even I wish I did have Section 8, number one. I really wish I did.
Somebody give me a free ride,
for
please.
Real. Give me some food stamps, some Section 8, all of that. But, like, even if that was so, she's still doing her thing with the best way she can with right. what she got, which right. is what we doing. And we all can do it a little bit mm-hmm. better. Like, why can't you look at people and feel encouraged instead of feeling hate? Like, I can't stand haters. Is, especially no, women that hate on other Each women. Other. Like, because you know what it's like to be a black woman in this day and age. Like, how could you dare hate on somebody else? Like, I don't like
I feel like that's also a displaced issue. Like, you feel insecure about certain things in your life, which is why you're putting the negative onto this other person. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, okay, so say for instance, because this is a big one, we look on the outside all too often. So on the outside, you might see somebody dressed to the nines. You don't know if they went thrifting for that. You know how many people thrift for Gucci, Louis Prada, Louis Vuitton?
It's like,
you know,
if I mean, they like, did, it's not even a knock them. Like, so
it's not. So what? But you look damn good doing it. And I'm
girl,
trying to look good like you.
Girl, I wish I could go get my hair. Like, and I can't have my hair done. Then. Let's not say that I can't. Like, I could do my it's own hair. I just don't feel like it.
Yes. It's about making the time. Like, it's days where I wake up or say, okay, the night before, I'll be like, ooh, girl, I'm going to get up. I'm about the latest outfit out. I'm going to do my makeup. My hair is going to be bomb. And I get up, I'll be like, ooh, snooze.
Like, snooze again.
Snooze
until
it's
20 minutes
back. And I want to. But, yeah, I think I totally get where you're coming from with the hater. Like, I look at other women who
are
doing.
If you have a friend that is hating on somebody else,
speak up.
Speak up, number one.
To be a true friend, if you really want to get down to it.
I'm pretty good at speaking up when it comes to certain things.
Yep, she is.
speak up and also open your eyes. Yes. Because if they're doing it to them, they may be doing it to you. Yes. And it's not cute to hate nobody. Like, that's not... I don't want to see you gossiping and putting down another woman. Like, I really don't. And it's plenty, like, I'm pretty sure it's a few women that you don't really rock with, that you don't really like. Yeah. But am I really going to be hating on them? Why would I put my energy into that? Actually, I just can't do it.
There are women that I know to this day who maybe I've had a problem with in the past, because I really don't rock with too many women as, you know, an adult.
You should.
But in my past, you know, like, I would have a bigger circle in the past before I learned. And so, you know, there might be a woman that I see maybe come across Instagram or something like that that I once had an issue with, but I see her doing the damn thing now.
And you can congratulate
her. I can congratulate you. No problem. Mm. No problem. And that's not to say we don't gossip. Women gossip. Everybody gossips.
Everybody gossips.
But it's the difference between gossip and you just pointing out the negative constantly in somebody else because of pure jealousy. Really, or pure...
That's what it feels hating. Like. It feels like you hating. Or sometimes, like, people will be like, they'll like, okay, let's say somebody might look at me and be like, oh, you know, she got this degree, that degree. They might look at me like she got it all together, look at this house and whatever, whatever. But you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And if you feel like you want something that I got, by all means, ask me how I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me what I went to school for. Like, I don't have a problem with sharing. Like, when I see women out, like, woman entrepreneurs, or if I'm talking to a woman that I look up to, like, I'm asking questions. I'm like, well, how did you get here?
Yep.
Like, how did you do it? What advice can you give me? Exactly. Like, how can I be a better
me?
It's plenty of advice to be had. Like, we all can learn from each other without putting each other down. Like,
and that happens a lot, especially, again, you know, like Ebony said, men do it too, and they have their issues and their friendships and stuff, but not on the level of what women have. I feel like we are the species that will put each other down to the ground and not have
and
a problem
and
stomp on you and then spit at it, okay? And then meanwhile we're sitting at these men who are degrading us and down talking us and putting us just in a low down dirty place, and we're looking at them like, oh, y'all crazy, y'all trifling, but you being just as trifling.
Yeah.
And if anything, you should understand more than he would understand, because you know what it is to be a woman. You
and
know
to try
our
to
struggle.
Be understanding. Like, we all have our implicit biases about every subject in the world. But try to be understanding. Even if somebody don't like you, sometimes you got to take a step back. Like, sometimes it says more about them than it does about you. If you know you've done nothing to somebody, like, literally have done nothing, haven't looked at them the wrong way, never even had a conversation with them, but they just don't like you for whatever reason, that usually says something about them and nothing about you. And you don't have to hate that person because they don't like you. Who cares? Like, you could still say, hello, how you doing? Like, because why does it bother you so much? Like, we need to put our energy into places that make sense.
Yes.
To positive places. Like, I just can't stand... I don't know why this subject is so...
It's a touchy one.
I just can't stand a hater. Like, we got enough going on as women than to be sitting around hating on people, like, blatant hating, like, and be phony about it.
And be phony
be
about it.
Be real phony. I can't.
And it'll
can't.
Make you question...
That friend.
Or friend. If you could do it to this person, what makes me think that you can't do it to me?
No, it's different if you say, oh, Ebony getting on my nerves today.
Yeah, that's different, girl, please.
She in a mood today.
Okay.
Whatever. But if it's like, oh... She thinks she's better because of X, Y, and Z. Yep. Now, that's different.
Yep.
That's different.
And
but you can, not to say you can't get mad at me. Like, of course, I might do something that might rub you the wrong way.
Exactly.
But just
we can
let
get
me
mad
know.
At each other.
Let me know, and we could keep it moving. But I definitely have to throw out haters.
Let's throw
Hateration,
them out.
If that's still a word.
With that segment and with throwing out haters, I feel like what we should bring in is being able to acknowledge the good in another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Find a way on a daily basis to acknowledge the good in another woman and leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, we out.
We
got to go.
This was a good one.
And as always, dream like you have nothing to lose.
Believe in the impossible.
Love without bounds.
And live like there's no tomorrow.
XOXO, brown sugar body.
Bye, sugars!